Alaska Senator Mark Begich is a co-sponsor of the Employees Free Choice Act, introduced in the U.S. Senate by Massachusetts Senator Ted Kennedy. But Senator Lisa Murkowski says the legislation won't get her support unless she sees substantial changes from the current proposal. The legislation is a top priority of labor unions nationwide, including those with members in Alaska. KTOO's Rosemary Alexander reports.
The proposal would amend the National Labor Relations Act to make it easier for public and private sector workers to form or join labor unions. A similar bill died in the U.S. Senate in 2007. Both Murkowski and former Senator Ted Stevens voted against it. Representative Don Young voted for it. This year, Murkowski is one of several Senate Republicans being targeted by labor unions who know they will need at least a few swing votes to get the bill out of the Senate. Barbara Soffel is Assistant Director of Legislation for the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees in Washington, D.C.
We know that the Republican leadership will invoke a filibuster, so that means we have to get 60 votes. And we think that there are some senators that we can go to on the Republican side who will stand up for working families and support this legislation. And we think that Senator Murkowski, representing the interests of the people of Alaska, should embrace this piece of legislation.
Murkowski says, not so fast. While in Alaska last week, she told state lawmakers she has no plans to support the legislation if it looks like the 2007 version.
The Employee Free Choice Act, EFCA, is what we affectionately call it. As it is drafted now, I'm not supportive of. There's a couple of provisions. One would take away the right to secret ballot in attempts to organize. And then there's some arbitration provisions that I think are difficult and problematic for us at this point in time. I will tell you, it will be a partisan showdown.
Under the proposal, an employer would be legally required to recognize and bargain with the workers' union if a majority of employees vote to form a union by signing authorization cards. If at least a third of workers want an election, they can ask the National Labor Relations Board to call it. AFSCME political director Larry Scanlon puts it this way.
If you can sign up for a political party by signing a card, you know, if you can sign up to register to vote by signing a card, why can't you sign up for a union by signing a card?
The proposal calls for mediation if a new union and employer are unable to reach agreement on a first contract within 90 days. If there's still no resolution, the dispute goes to binding arbitration. Scanlon says this is an important provision. Studies show that 44% of newly certified unions fail to get a first contract. EFCA also includes mandatory injunctions for unfair labor practices during organizing efforts. Murkowski says she understands the difficulty of union organizing.
What I have been trying to urge throughout is we recognize that the way that system is now is not a perfect system, that there is coercion, intimidation, unfortunately, by both sides. So what is it that we could do that would be specific to addressing that coercion that does go on and work to eliminate that?
As Senator Murkowski was holding a news conference inside the state capitol Thursday, about 300 state workers were on the steps below shouting their support for the Employees Free Choice Act. They didn't change her mind. She told reporters she has no plans to support EFCA unless it is substantially rewritten. But the rally is just a warm-up. The Alaska State Employees Association is asking its 8,000 members to write, call, and email Murkowski to support the legislation. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.